at the end of the previous chapter, at the end of chapter 10, we were left, you may recall, perhaps feeling rather astounded, we were left with Vimalakirti's thunder-like silence. And we might have thought that it would have been rather difficult to follow on from that. Might have thought that almost anything, however sublime, however impressive, would have been an anticlimax after that tremendous climax, after the thunder-like silence of Vimalakirti. But it's not really so difficult to follow on from, apparently. Not while we have Shariputra. Because at the beginning of this chapter, Shariputra is worrying again. The text says, "Thereupon, the venerable Shariputra thought to himself, if these great bodhisattvas," that is to say, those actually present with him, with Vimalakirti, with Manjushri, "if these great bodhisattvas do not adjourn before noontime, when are they going to eat?" At the beginning of chapter 6, Shariputra was worrying about chairs. Now, he's worrying about food. But why noonday? Well, Shariputra is a monk. He's an arahat, and arahats apparently are monks. We're not so sure about the bodhisattvas. And according to the Hinayana Vinaya, or monastic law, monks are supposed to finish eating before noon. Otherwise, they just have to wait until the following morning, when they can't eat until they can clearly distinguish the lines on their own hand by means of natural light. And this rule is still observed in many parts of the Buddhist world. I know this because I observed it myself for quite a number of years. And in this connection, in connection with this rule, in connection with what some of the monks used to rather irreverently call the 12 o'clock business, I had several interesting experiences. I noticed, for instance, the behavior of some of the other monks. If food had not made its appearance by 11:30, they became very uneasy. Usually, of course, monks are dependent on food, for food, on the laity. Some monks, I found, started feeling uneasy if the food had not appeared by 10:30. And a few started worrying about lunch as soon as they finished breakfast. I could relate quite a number of anecdotes in this connection, but we'll keep them for some other time. I'm simply concerned to give a little bit of background to Shariputra's question, the question with which chapter 10 opens, the question about food. I should make it clear, though, incidentally, that the Shariputra of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha is not really the same figure as the relatively historical Shariputra that we encounter in the pages of the Pali scriptures. He simply represents, within the context of the Mahayana sutras, the narrow, rather literalistic, Hinayana attitude or approach which had been developed in some Buddhist circles, an attitude which the Mahayana tries to correct. So here we see Shariputra worrying about food. So once again, we see Vimalakirti taking Shariputra to task. He knows what Shariputra is thinking, of course. And he says, Reverend Shariputra, the Tathagata, the Buddha, has taught the 8 liberations. You should concentrate on those liberations, listening to the Dharma with a mind free of preoccupations with material things. Just wait a minute, Reverend Shariputra, and you will eat such food as you have never before tasted.